The original five Power Rangers stand in stunned silence for a moment, looking up at the five newcomers in strange-looking armor that is much like their own.
How did you bypass our security?
Zordon looks to the new Rangers, and then directly at Master Kaku.
Your security systems are quite advanced, Zordon of Eltar. But you designed them to admit anyone who had the distinct resonance signature of a power coin.
He motions to the new Rangers.
We have several.
The originals look closer at the breastplates of the new Rangers, seeing power coins pressed into the slots upon their chests like medals. The Red Rangers is that of a Chinese dragon, the green that of a lion, the pink of a phoenix, the yellow of a griffin, and the blue of a pegasus. Their armor has far more white than the diamonds of their own, making somewhat of a vest look. Their helmets are styled much like the Power Rangers, to show the motif of the animal of their power coin.
But if we are to work together, we must have trust. They have seen your faces. Now you will see theirs.
He turns to his Thunder Rangers.
Remove your helmets.
The first five don't say a word, just stare, as in flashes of colored light the helmets fade away. What is left is five young men and women who look to be about their age.
Fascinating. It would appear the coins were drawn to young adults much like our own.
Yes, they are drawn to purity, goodness, those not yet tainted by the world.
Then why does mine still work?
Once connected, the power can never be severed from its host. Only with death does the coin choose another.
Who are you? Really?
A being who helped create them. A lone survivor of a once plentiful and proud people. A fate I do not wish to see repeated on this world.
Zed? He killed your people?
No, but someone like him, long ago.
I'm Rocky, by the way.
Yes, my apologies. This is Rocky, our Red Ranger. He was the first one I discovered. The Green Ranger here is Adam.
Hey.
The yellow is Aisha.
That's me.
The pink is Catherine.
Yeah. Wow, this is... wow.
You're Australian?
Yeah, my family just moved here.
And finally, the Blue Ranger. His name is...
David?
Kimberly? Is that you? I didn't realize.
What are you doing here?
I could ask you the same. You're the Pink Power Ranger? Does Tommy know?
I...
Kimberly's eyes well up with tears again. She can't help it. It's reactionary at this point.
You know each other?
Yeah, she dated my younger brother Tommy for a while.
Fascinating.
Perhaps the coins are drawn to certain bloodlines.
I have never heard of such before.
Excuse me. What has her dating my brother got to do with these powers?
Wait. You don't know?
Know what?
Have you checked your phone today?
No, I haven't seen anything. I had it on me since Master Kaku found me yesterday.
I think you should check the news.
And talk to your mom.
I understand. Your Green Ranger fell in battle. I knew that you had won when I no longer felt the power of Serpentera. At such a cost.
Green Ranger? What the hell's going on?
Wasn't he the bad guy who attacked Angel Grove?
Kimberly turns away, holding her mouth. She can't look at him anymore. He looks so much like Tommy. Trini holds her in a hug, tears falling down her own face.
Wait. What does Tommy have to do with...
Will your powers to deactivate and your communication device will return.
David closes his eyes and does so, returning the street clothes. He quickly reaches in a panic into his pocket and sees over 50 missed calls from various family members, mostly his mother, and many text messages. One from his aunt reads, "Where are you? Something has happened to Tommy. Call us now."
Oh, God. Oh, no. No, 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 no!
David runs out of the chamber and calls his mother in the hall. A few moments later, they hear what sounds like a beast howling in dreadful pain. It's the most horrible sound that they have heard.
How could the coins choose two of the same family? That doesn't make any sense.
They are drawn to goodness. They find the nearest pure soul they can. I activated them in California, where I was at the time. I found all of the team in the state over the next few days.
Perhaps we try too hard, Zordon.
Kimberly is not listening. She has already run up the gangway to go to David.
You sure chose a bad time for this, Kaku. We really could have used you earlier.
I know. But my team was not complete when the invasion began, and they do not have access to their ancient mecha beasts. I am sorry I was not quicker to recruit a team for this power set.
Yeah, so are we.
Jason says, then falls down into an almost crouched fetal position against one of the consoles. In the hallway, Kimberly now is walking over to David. He is still on the phone.
Yeah. I'll be home right away.
David.
How long?
What?
How long were you and he doing this? How long were you Power Rangers?
For me, almost a year. Tommy joined us a few months ago.
That son of a bitch! How could he not tell me? This stupid penny flashes blue at me and nothing else matters. Not even the fact that my brother is a Power Ranger. Was a Power Ranger.
David, I am so sorry. I would have come and told you, but the news saw his powers fail and they caught him on Camo and Goldar.
These powers fail?
His were drained. It's a long story and it doesn't matter.
You're right. It doesn't.
David lifts a device out of his pocket. It looks like a morpher, except it is wrist-mounted like a watch. In it is the Pegasus power coin. David throws it as hard as he can away.
To hell with this! To hell with Cuckoo! And to hell with you!
David, I lost him too!
Save it, Kimberly. My family needs me. Just tell me how to get home.
I'll get Alpha to teleport you.
Kimberly returns to the chamber, asking Alpha to follow her.
What is happening? Where is David Oliver?
He's going home to be with his mom. Come on, Alpha.
But we will need him if we are to defeat Lord Zedd.
He doesn't care. And neither do I.
With that, she leaves with Alpha.
Look, the other day, we were just some kids in high school. Now this guy shows up with magic coins and says we can be like the Power Rangers. Then that Zedd alien shows up and we knew we had to help. But I feel like we missed some major drama.
Yeah, who's Tommy? Is he one of your Rangers?
He was.
Half an hour passes of awkward conversation. Adam, Rocky, and Aisha are standing off to the side in a group.
I don't think they want us here. Maybe. But they need us.
I can't believe these coins chose the three of us. From what I can tell, these guys are from all over the country. We all go to the same school.
Just lucky, I guess.
I don't feel lucky. But I'm glad I have people I know here. This is nuts.
Yeah, when do we wake up?
The main doors open, and Kimberly returns, now unmorphed.
I only came back because David didn't want me to go with him. And because Jason needs me to.
No, Kim. Go. You need to tell your family you're okay. You need some time to... for Tommy.
And what about you? Where are you sleeping tonight?
Here, I guess.
The hell you are. You're coming home with me.
But...
No bus, Jason. You're coming with me. You have everything you need?
Everything that is still... Yeah, I do.
Jason demorphs.
Jace, call us if you need us, okay?
Yeah, anytime.
Thanks, guys.
I'll come up with some lie. What's one more, right? But they know you're from Chicago, so at least we don't have to make up the worst of it.
Yeah.
Come on.
The two wrap their arms around each other and head up the gangway to the exit.
Alpha, two to Angel Grove, please.
On my way. Anyone else?
Not yet. We gotta talk about all this.
As you wish.
Alpha follows Jason and Kim. Billy, Zack, and Trini watch them go with tears in their eyes.
You think they'll be okay?
I don't know, Billy. I really don't.
Trini now walks over to the remaining Thunder Rangers.
Hey, I'm Trini, by the way. Sorry, we're... just dealing with some stuff right now.
We saw. It's okay.
Aisha, right?
Yeah! Yellow power! I can't believe I'm meeting you guys.
Yeah, we agreed to do this because of all of you. You've saved the world so many times. I can't imagine what that's like.
You will. But I hope you don't ever feel the way we do right now. I'm Billy.
Hey, Rocky.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Zach.
You're the one with the Mastodon that freezes those things.
I was. We lost those too.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, all of them, except the Dragon Sword. Tommy's...
I just checked the news. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was... He was a great guy.
Behind them, Master Kaku is talking with Zordon.
How is it that you know me?
I have been following you. I traced you here from our galaxy when you arrived. Like you, I have been waiting. I was going to use my set of coins when Bandora first attacked. But then your team was created, something I aided by making sure the Mastodon coin found its owner. It did not seem you needed us until Lord Zed himself arrived. It has taken the past 2 days to recruit them all. I was lucky the coins activated for people all in one state, or it would have taken longer. But it was still too long. I am sorry.
Indeed. But I am grateful you are here. We need the allies.
Your guardian beasts were destroyed?
Yes. In the last battle, we defeated Zed, but the cost was those... and Tommy's life. You mentioned not having access to yours.
The Chi Thunder Beasts were found and destroyed by Lord Zed long ago. He used them to construct Serpentera.
A shame. We could have used them.
There may be a way. Your destroyed beasts, do you have access to their remains?
We call them Zords.
Yes, I like it. Do you have access to what is left of them?
Yes, they are here, in our cargo area.
Good. Very good. I helped create the first set of Thunder Beasts. I believe with help from your technology and the combination of both sets of power coins, I can restore your Zords by making them into the Thunder Beasts. Thunder Zords.
Can it be done?
With time. And one at a time. But as I said, it will require both sets of powers to have enough power to do it. Both Rangers will have to be inside the hybrids for them to work. The Tyrannosaur Ranger and the Red Dragon Ranger will have to share the Red Dragon Thunder Zord.
I understand. But to do so, we will need full teams. That is something we do not have.
Then we must convince them.
They need time. I believe we have it while Zed regroups. If we give them time to grieve, I believe they will return. In time.
Then I shall begin with the Tyrannosaurus remains, the moment your Jason returns.
Kimberly, meanwhile, has returned home. She made some excuse to her mother about Jason visiting from Chicago when the attacks began, and that now there was no Chicago to return to. That was all she needed to say. Mrs. Hart told him he could stay for as long as he needs, Kimberly setting him up in the spare room. A few hours later, a visitor comes by. Mr. Hart.
Mom went out to buy Jason some clothes. Come in.
Kim sidesteps the door and lets Jonathan back into his old house.
Kimberly!
Dad, not now. I know what you're going to say, but...
I saw about Tommy. Kimmy, I am so sorry.
Kimberly doesn't reply, just falls into his arms. They embrace for a long time while Kim lets it all out.
Shh. It's okay. I'm here. You said Jason. He's here?
Kimberly nods and leads him to the lounge where Jason sits. He stands.
Mr. Hart, I...
Jason, I'm so sorry. Did your family...
Jason shakes his head.
I've cried so much, sir. Now I just feel numb. I think I've ran out of tears.
Call me John, please. I'm glad Kimberly invited you. I can't imagine what you're going through.
Yeah.
Jonathan doesn't say a word, just walks up and hugs Jason now as he breaks down again.
Guess I was wrong.
he murmurs through tears. Kimberly now walks over and wraps her arms around both of them, crying herself as the three embrace. They stay like that for a long time. No more words are needed. The others also return to their homes, each receiving varying degrees of scolding as to where they have been, most of course at least having the excuse of the alien invasion bringing the world to a standstill. Schools and most jobs are canceled for the next few days as the country mourns for Chicago. The three new rangers in Stone Canyon, California, walk in the park together a couple of days later discussing things.
Anyone heard from David or Kat?
Kat, yes. She's doing fine. David, no. I think the old team are going to his funeral.
You think we should go?
Why? We didn't know him. We've only met David for a day.
Yeah, I guess.
Rocky and Adam have been friends since middle school, Aisha joining their friendship group at Stone Canyon High. All three have chosen to keep their powers secret, having had it drilled into them by Kaku and Zordon to do so.
I don't know. Knowing what happened to him, it makes me wonder if we did the right thing by saying yes. We are just kids.
So are they.
Yeah, now look at them. You want to feel like they do. Lose someone like they did. They only met as rangers. If I lost you guys...
We won't let that happen. Besides, there are 10 rangers now, and this Lord Zed is weak.
But do we? What if David doesn't come back?
I don't know. I guess we'll see. Zordon said he'd hold on to his power coin for good measure.
Elsewhere in California, Billy sits in his room, texting with Trini. Eventually, he rings her on a video call.
Hey.
Hey. Sorry, I just need to actually talk.
So, are we going?
I am. Kimberly used the summer camp excuse. David didn't say no, so...
When is it?
Monday.
Did he have the body?
I don't think Zordon has told them he has it.
What?
I know.
That's so bad. He has to. We need to go tell him to hand it over. Letting them bury their son and brother... It's the least he can do.
There must be a reason he's holding on to it.
He said there is nothing they could do.
I know.
He better give it to them. So, are you going with anyone?
Like my parents?
No, like someone to go with, you know?
No.
You want to go with me? We could, beam in together.
Sure.
Great. Meet you at the command center at 8 on Monday.
Sure. Shall we meet with the others then, too?
Billy...
What?
Monday soon comes. Zordon never does hand over the body, saying he has his reasons. They have no choice but to accept it after a few yelling demands. And so, that horrible Monday morning, the Olivers bury an empty coffin. After the service, the original Rangers meet up, most of their eyes red from crying.
Hey guys, how are we? Other than this.
Well, Jason signed up at Angel Grove High. He'll start back when I do. And since he's 18 now, he can pretty much live where he wants, so...
You're staying with Kim?
For now.
Jason, Zordon said he wanted to see you at the command center, when you're ready.
Oh, yeah. I'll think about it.
Okay.
Jason, just do it, man. You need to focus on something.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Any of you spoken to the new guys?
Didn't get their numbers. I deleted my Facebook and Instagram. And David won't even look at me. So no.
Go talk to him.
Did I just speak French?
Kim, just try.
Kimberly nods and slowly... eventually, makes her way over to David as a family member pats him on the shoulder and walks away with words of support.
Hey, David.
What do you want, Kimberly? I let you come. That doesn't mean I gotta talk to you.
Look, I know my loss isn't even close to yours, but me and him, it was short, but I really liked him. Maybe even... I don't know.
Then why'd you break up?
Because of Ranger stuff. You saw what happened to our town. He was brainwashed by the alien commander. He did terrible things. We saved him from her. He decided to join us. It was his own choice. As a way to make up for the evil things he did.
And did he?
He's the reason the world is still standing. He shot Zed and made him retreat. But it cost him his life.
I guess you're going to try and talk him into coming back.
No, I would never do that. I haven't even tried that with Jason.
I want to.
What?
I want to be a ranger. Not for you, not for Cuckoo, not even for the world. For Tommy. I need to make Zed and this Goldar pay. I want...
Revenge? I'm not sure that's such a good idea.
Do you need a full team of rangers or not?
Go talk to Zordon and Kaku. Tomorrow.
All right.
Across the room, Trini and Billy are sitting together watching this.
That looks like it's going better than I thought.
Yeah. Hey, Trini? When you said you wanted to come with me, what did you mean?
I liked you. We connect. You're smart. Really smart. My mom loves you, which is rare for the boys I usually bring home. Trust me. I don't know. I just like the idea of it being me and you, you know?
Me and you?
Would you like that? If we were...
Like, best friends? Yeah, for sure. I think we already are.
Trini just exhales hard and puts her head into her hands, running her hands through her hair.
You okay?
Yep, fine. Excuse me a minute.
Sure.
That night, Kimberly and Jason return home, Mrs. Hart nowhere to be seen.
At one of our parties, I'll bet.
Kimberly comments, the two getting ready for bed, as Jason dresses in his new bedclothes.
Yeah?
You okay?
The nightmares haven't stopped. When I can't sleep, in between breakdowns.
I hear you, but I never want to interrupt. Feel like there's nothing else I can say.
Guess we're just a couple of wrecks, huh?
Anyone would be.
Yeah. Thank you.
For what?
For your mom and dad. For them giving me a place to live.
Forget it. She's always gone and Dad lives in the city now. I can't imagine anything worse than being in this house alone all the time. I'm glad you're here.
Me too.
I guess you're kind of like my brother now, huh?
Oh, don't say that.
Why?
Because it makes it weird. You know I liked... No. Like you.
Oh, yeah, I guess Well, when Tommy happened.
Yeah, and I was happy for you. And I would never do anything now. I would never disrespect him like that.
I don't think it's disrespect to live our lives, Jason. It's what he would have wanted.
What do you...
Kimberly walks over, placing a finger over his mouth.
Kim.
Shh, no more talking.
She leans in and presses her lips to his. Jason returns it, bringing his hands up to her shoulders, but then stops, pushing her away.
No, Kim, no! We just buried him today! Oh, you know what I mean.
Jason, Tommy and I broke up months ago. Don't make me be alone tonight. Don't you want this?
More than anything, but...
Then shut up.
She kisses him again. This time he doesn't fight it. The two falling back onto his bed. The next day is awkward. They barely speak as they eat breakfast.
I'm going to the command center today. I'm told the other red guy, Rocky, will meet me there. They're going to try and bring back the Zord somehow.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're going.
Kim,
Let's not ruin it. I was in a really bad way yesterday. We both were. We needed it.
Yeah, but I don't want it just to be grief with us. If it happens, I want it to be real.
Yeah, I know. I just...
Tommy, I tried to stop you. I knew it would be like this.
Let's talk about it later, huh? I'm going to go meet some friends at the mall. See you tonight?
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
She leaves. Jason exhales, wishing he could take it back now. A few hours later, Jason meets up with Rocky at the command center as promised. They stand in the massive cargo basement area, huge charred remains sorted into colors before them. Jason tries not to look at what is left of the Tyrannosaurus as he walks in.
Hey.
Hey.
So, a red Chinese Dragonzord, huh?
I know. It sounds amazing. Sorry it's being made from yours, though.
Rex is dead. At least this way you'll have one.
We'll have one.
We?
We are going to share it. They need both our power coins to charge the construction. A hybrid.
Oh. Cool.
Jason frowns. The idea of sharing his Zord. He isn't sure.
You were the first he found then, huh?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the team.
Sorry about your town, bro.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about that.
Oh, right. Okay.
We'll just be a few minutes. We have some final preparations to make.
All right.
Rocky nods as Kaku walks away and back to Alpha at some controls. Jason changes the subject with haste.
So, I slept with someone last night.
What? Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Anyone I know?
Yeah, a bit. It was Kim.
Kimberly? Your Pink Ranger? I thought she and the guy that died.
No, I guess so. A long time ago, yeah, but they split up ages ago. It made it awkward. In fact, that's why she won't speak to me about it today.
But you want to get with her? Like, for real?
Yeah, I think so. But maybe that's the grief talking? Maybe after losing everything, it's me trying to hold on to what's left of my normal life.
I hope it happens. I mean, you live with her now. She can't avoid you forever.
Yeah, I know.
You're lucky. I've never... You know.
I get you. Well, take my advice. Don't rush it. I didn't see my first time being grief sex. But here we are.
Okay, we are ready. Please, walk towards the remains and hold up your coins.
All right, showtime.
The friends Kimberly is meeting at the mall are in fact Trini, Aisha, and Kat. It was Trini's idea, so that they all could get to know each other better. After a few hours of shopping, not actually buying much, they sit drinking milkshakes and sodas at the food court.
This is nice. After the craziness of what happened the other day, it's nice just to be girls, you know?
Why do you think Kim and I are better friends than anyone either of us knew before? Shared trauma.
Besides, you two live so close. And Trini and Billy always visit each other. So, it's nice to not to have to lie about summer camps and stuff to hang out with other... heroes.
Totally.
You guys all go to the same school?
No. Aisha and the boys do. I live in San Francisco. I go to Lowell High.
Oh, cool.
Crazy that Zordon and Alpha put those coins all over the states. If they hadn't, you might have had an all-Cali team, too.
Yeah, maybe Tommy could have been your Red Ranger.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. But funny you should say that.
Why?
Kim?
Jason and I, last night, we, kissed.
What?
And then we did more.
What the... Kim! Wow. I never... Wow.
Yeah, well, today I woke up and thought of Tommy. I think I had a couple too many champagnes. That mixed with what we did yesterday. I don't know. I regret it so much now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so much.
Don't. Girl, you deserve to be happy. So does he. All you have now is each other. I think it's cute.
You do? What about you, Trini?
I knew he liked you, but... Wow.
You don't think I'm a whore who just pissed on Tommy's grave?
No. No, of course not. He'd want you to be happy.
Yeah.
What's that?
You two have the same ringtone?
is for Ranger stuff.
It's so we know who's calling.
Zordon?
Kimberly puts him on speakerphone, checking around to make sure no one is listening in.
Trini, Kat, and Aisha are with me too.
Good. Lord Zen appears to have sent down an army of golems and warriors to reclaim Serpentera. Its husk has been seized by your military, but they are being overwhelmed. They need you.
On our way.
No. No, you two stay here. You OGs deserve a rest after what you all just went through. We'll handle it.
Yeah, we haven't done anything since we got these powers. We got this.
And if we need backup, we'll call you.
I guess, sure. Okay.
If you're sure.
We are. Zordon, could you get Master Kaku to call in Rocky, Adam, and David?
Rocky is already here. We shall contact the other two.
Okay. See you guys later.
The two new girls walk away to find a secluded spot to be transported. Kim and Trini sit back down.
Did we just get replaced?
A little bit. But I don't feel like it right now, so let them handle it. If they knew it up, we'll come in and save the day.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Wait, did they pay for their drinks?
I don't think so. Those little...
Not long after the entire new team are gathered in the command center's main chamber.
Thank you all for coming at such short notice.
Yeah, I had to call in sick to work to do this. Unlike you kids, I still have places to be. So I better get to hit something.
How old are you? If you don't mind me asking.
21, I know, so old, right? And before you ask, yes, I am going to college. I'm on a break year. Is that okay with you, kid?
Sure.
You know the situation. Please morph, and Alpha will transport you to Illinois.
Okay. We all know how to do this?
Do we have to say the full thing?
If you want it to work, yeah.
Fine.
Okay, guys, it's time for some thunder! Dragon Thunder Power!
Lion Thunder Power!
Griffin Thunder Power!
Phoenix Thunder Power!
Pegasus Thunder Power!
Shortly after, colored beams of light appear on the horizon of the Chicago wasteland. Ahead of the new Thunder Rangers, the war between humans and aliens is already underway. A few look up as Rocky calls out,
Hey! Zed guys! Leave now before we lay the smackdown on your candy asses!
Did he just quote The Rock?
Yes. Yes, he did.
The movie star? What film did he say that in?
Oh, for enough of this crap!
The Blue Thunder Ranger takes off, leaping into battle and calling upon what looks to be Blue Nunchucks, going to town on Zed's forces.
How did he do that?
Do what the Master said! Just think of what you need and let the powers do the rest!
Oh, yeah, right.
Guys, we better go help, come on!
The other Thunder Rangers all run into battle, each calling on their own weapons, many of them forming what look to be strange katana-like swords. One by one, the putties and soldiers go down. The U.S. military falling back and watching, just waiting for orders.
Are they the Power Rangers?
Looks like it. They changed their suits, though.
Did we fire on them?
They are the reason we're alive. I ain't doing it unless we get direct orders.
Those orders come in moments later.
All forces retreat. Repeat, fall back.
They ain't gotta tell me twice.
As the army retreats back to the hulking remains of Serpentera, the Thunder Rangers continue becoming more and more confident with their new powers.
Hey guys, watch this!
The Green Ranger reels back his hands into a pressed-together claw, then pushes, sending a bolt of green energy blasting out, taking out two of the Zed Warriors.
Ah! Whoa!
Can we all do that?
Let's find out.
Hi-ya!
The Yellow Ranger calls out, throwing a yellow bolt of energy at another foe.
Yeah! Yeah, we got it, baby girl!
Back at the command center, Jason watches this with Alpha and the Mentors on the view screens.
Wow! Those new powers are amazing!
They are equal to yours, Jason. Not superior.
I'm reading a buildup of power inside Serpentera! Some Imperial technicians appear to have got it back online somehow. Its repair circuits are starting to reconnect to the head!
What? No! What can we do?
Only a great beast can attack it and make sure it does not repair itself.
Is it ready?
It is.
All right. Alpha, send me home.
Understood.
It's morphin' time! Tyrannosaurus!
Jason appears a minute later on the battlefield, just as the Thunder Rangers dispatch the last of the ground forces.
Guys!
Huh? Jason?
Jason runs up to them, now as the Red Power Ranger.
Serpentera's been turned back on. It's repairing itself. If that thing gets back online...
Gaia, what do we do?
Kaku says our new Zord is ready for a trial run.
Okay, let's do it!
The two raise their arms into the air.
Tyrannosaurus!
Red Dragon!
Thunderzord power!
From the cloudy lightning-filled sky above teleports in a massive red Chinese dragon, its red plates waving in emotion as it flies down towards them. It is nothing compared to the size of the Black Dragon Zord beneath, but it is certainly impressive.
Yeah! Alright!
Wow. That's mine? I mean ours. It's amazing.
Jason looks at him for a second, but then decides to ignore it, and moments later, the two are transported by Alpha into the cockpit. Unlike the previous Zords, this one has no seats. Instead, two platforms stand before pulsing beams of red light.
There's no controls! How do we...
It's motion control. Watch!
Rocky runs onto the right platform and moves his arms in front of the two pulsing electric spheres at either side. As he moves his arms forward, the dragon moves forward as well.
How did you know?
Our coins may both power this thing, but the original design is my power source. I have the info I need in my head for my power coin.
Oh, yeah. And because this Zord wasn't meant for me.
It's cool. Get on the other one.
Okay.
Jason nods and does so.
I think we should go into humanoid mode. What do you think?
Yeah. Totally. Good idea.
They both think it, and it happens. The dragon breaking into two and folding down into a humanoid bipedal Zord. It has a face, and the dragon's head is a chest plate, and with Rocky's command, it calls on a giant black and gold bow staff. Charging forward for the now lit-up Serpentera.
Care to do the honors?
No. Go for it.
Below, the other Thunder Rangers watch as the red human-looking Zord brings up its staff, then as Rocky makes the motion in the cockpit, brings it down across the mostly broken neck of Serpentera, finishing the job the original Megazord started, and removing the colossal dragon head completely. Crashes to the earth with an almighty boom, the rest of the black body going limp, dropping back down to the ground as the lights turn off, now back lifeless behind the military security barriers.
Yeah! Nice job, man.
Jason tries to smile as the day is won, but it just doesn't feel the same. Later, all 10 Rangers are assembled at the command center. Before the meeting officially starts, Kimberly makes her way over to Jason.
Hey.
Hi. Listen, I...
No, I'm sorry. I thought of Tommy and freaked out. You deserved better than that. It was just brief talking. I do like you, Jason.
I like you too.
Let's just take it one step at a time and see where this goes.
Okay.
Kimberly leans in, giving him a small kiss. Across the platform, David narrows his eyes.
That didn't take long.
Dave, be nice. They've been through a lot.
Yeah, well, I just lost my baby brother, so I guess I'm just not feeling the love in the air right now.
Just don't cause a scene, dude. This is a nice moment, okay?
Sure, whatever.
Hello, Rangers. I'm glad to see you all here. As we have seen today, one team is enough for minor threats, and so it has been agreed between Master Kaku and myself that the two ranger teams will alternate, unless the Zords are needed.
I will begin working with each color pair, one at a time, to bring the other Thunder Zords online. But when Zed comes in force, we will need the power of both teams. We must be ready.
To that end, the holographic training simulator is open to both teams at all hours of the day. I have also asked Alpha to make the new team risk communicators so that you may teleport here at your own will.
Awesome!
Sounds good.
Thanks.
So, what's next?
That, Zack, is up to Zed.
High above, parked in orbit of the moon, is the Zadorian destroyer Chimera. Turning it into the new flagship was hasty business, but the vessel's commander soon gave way command to his emperor. In his private chambers, Zed sits and waits for someone.
Enter.
The door opens, and Goldar walks in. Now with new bionic metal wings, he has a black wooden box in his hands.
Report.
As you predicted, the Rangers stopped us from bringing the flagship back online. In fact, it was the new Rangers that stopped us.
What? New Rangers? There's another set of power on Earth.
From our commander's report, they appear to be the mythic-powered Thunder Coins.
Then we have double the reason to stay. Did they get the cargo?
Your collection in the Zeo Crystal was recovered. As you predicted, the humans were not able to bypass your security locks.
Is that the set I asked for?
Yes, my lord.
Goldar puts the wooden box on the table before Zed and opens it. Inside are another set of power coins.
The Ninjetti power coins. These will do nicely for my own team of rangers. Begin preparations. Find me some compatible humans.
As you wish.
Goldar bows and leaves.
Bandora had the right idea, but on the wrong scale. A full team of my own rangers, enhanced by my own powers, will be more than enough to destroy both teams of Zordon's human puppets. They will pay thrice over for what they have done.
The time is 10 p.m. on the streets of San Francisco. On them walks Catherine, her school bag over her shoulder. She seems uneasy, looking around to make sure she isn't being followed before heading into a dilapidated building. It takes a few tries to force open the door and go inside. There she walks timidly in the dark, hoping not to trip over anything or see any rats. She stops when she hears the voice.
Were you followed?
No.
Rita Bandora steps out of the shadows, still dressed as a human.
Good. I had to be sure. Report.
They took the bait, as you said. The coin reacted to me and I was recruited. I'm in.
Good. Very good. We will let Zed make his move first, then we strike.
Power Rangers The Audio Drama, Season 2, Episode 1, The Others. Narrated by Garrett Scott. Starring Nick Erickson as Jason, Catherine Black as Kimberly, Kenneth Toles Jr. as Zack, Connor Terrell as Billy, Chloe Liao as Trini. Jimmy Ace Lewis as Rocky, Will Smith as Adam, Andrea Billups as Aisha, Natalie Barron as Catherine, Dom Solis as David. Keith Seymour as Zordon, Rex Anderson as Master Kaku and Mr. Hart, Garrett Scott as Alpha 5, Omri Rose as Lord Zedd, Jason Rivers as Goldar, Jeannie McGuinness as Rita, Joey Sawless as the Army Commander and Soldier. Original score by Declan Gilgallon. Main theme, written by Ron Wasserman, performed by Rex and Lauren Anderson. Epic instrumental version performed by Objective Guitarist. Sound effects sourced from freesound.org and pomp5.com. Written and edited by Carl Dutton. Based on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers by Saban. With acknowledgements to the comic works of Carl Higgins and Brian Parrott. Power Rangers the Audio Drama is a fan production, no affiliation with Saban or Hasbro. No copyright infringement intended.